This podcast is a recording of a show that's already happened. Please do not try and text the radio station or enter any competitions as the show has now finished. Enjoy. Woo!
Just feel that beat singing.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Thursday.
British number 5 Liam Brody said he wanted to cause one of the upsets of the tournament ahead of his second round match with number 4 seed Casper Ruud. He's a set up against a Norwegian on centre court. Katie Bolter is just about to take on Bulgaria's Victoria Tomova on court 18, and there's a blockbuster match later with two-time champion Andy Murray facing the Greek Stefanos Tsitsipas.
That's beautiful. Beautiful translation. I think it was right.
It is right. Yeah, yeah. I've spent 20 minutes practicing.
Weather. With Adventure Island, Southend has been crowned the sunniest place in the UK. Come and enjoy a day out today.
This afternoon will continue to be overcast but bright and warm across Essex. Temperatures on your big drive home reaching 22 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglot. You're up to date.
Big hot day tomorrow, isn't it? Sizzling tomorrow. 24-hour heat blitz is what they're calling it in the papers.
Because that's how the papers go back to wearing shorts. Actually, these jeans are a bit too much.
Temperatures tomorrow: torrential downpours making way for an area of high pressure that will get parts of Essex and Kent sizzling at 28 degrees.
Beautiful.
That's happening tomorrow. So we made the most of the shorts. By Friday, it does look hot. Add a bit of Saturday as well. It looks like it's going into the weekend. Should be quite a nice weekend.
I get to a point that when the summer, when it says it's summer,
yeah.
Even if it's raining outside,
shorts and t-shirts,
shorts still go on because it's like no.
It's still warm though, isn't it? Even when it rains, it's still warm.
Muggy, isn't it? Muggy.
It's never a word I've associated with you, Scott. Muggy.
Oh, it's funny. I was happy with you.
Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Three to the one night is
where hits music lives on Radio Essex.
Thursday on the big drive home. Welcome. Thank you for having us on. Chris and Scott, producer Tom here. Stevie updating the headlines. Johnny doing the travel. It's a full house.
It certainly is.
It's Miley Cyrus.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
God, yeah. Do you remember Twitter?
I know.
Off. The old days, Twitter and MySpace and all that. Incredible. Now it's all about threads.
I know. It's exciting. I've had my threads for about a minute and a half.
Yeah, already bored of it, already complaining.
No, I didn't know.
Threads was so much better 2 hours ago.
I didn't know how it worked, but I'm working it out.
It's pretty similar to all the other ones, isn't it?
Do you know what I'd really like about it, and I've not explored it yet, but yeah, how easy it was, because I literally got here, you said, oh, we're going to be talking about Threads, so I went on it, and instantly it said, do you want to follow the same people that you follow
exactly
on Instagram? And I went, yeah.
It's really simple, and I've noticed people that follow me on Instagram are now following me on Threader, whatever we're calling it.
Threader?
Threads.
No, it's just Threads.
The Threads. I'm here for the sewing gags. There's lots of sewing. There's lots of pictures of Mark Zuckerberg with a sewing machine.
Is there really?
Yeah, it's threading a new platform to take down Elon Musk. It's good. I'm on it now.
It's going to work. I'm going to do a post in a minute. I'm going to find out how to post.
Get Tom to help.
Yeah. Well, actually, Tom, I'm struggling. Actually,
what with all your followers?
I'm trying to do a radio show here. I'm trying to do a radio show here, and inundated with follower requests.
Why do you have to? Why do you have to have that? Are you following me? Thank you. Why do you have to?
I didn't do that. I think.
I
think that done it automatically from Instagram. I might have to change that by the end.
No, it says Scott Robinson official is following me.
What it is.
And Radio Guy Stevie. That's Stevie, isn't it?
Yeah. Radio Guy Stevie would be Stevie with Stevie's face. No, the reason why is I was on a private setting. I've changed that setting now, but
right.
I've still yet to confirm. People decided to follow me before I had it.
Do you want to do a little challenge?
Yep.
You up for a challenge?
Yeah.
Yeah, you love a competition, don't you?
I do like a competition.
What are you on at the moment? Go to your profile.
I don't know how to do that. 1 minute profile. Profile.
Right hand side.
Hang on.
I'm on 117 if you want to write it down.
I've got 366 at the moment.
So block him at 366. Oh, yeah, but you're still adding people, aren't you?
Is it? Well, Tom will be, so I can't concentrate on two things.
I want to do a competition. I think we should do a little.
Well, I've got 367.
Yeah, but that's the problem because you're adding people from your Instagram. I want to do something.
No, I've already done that.
Okay, so if we lock him off at 366 and lock me off at 117.
I've got 367 now.
367 and 117. We can then
see if we can. I want to see if I can beat him on the show.
368.
Getting people to follow us on the threads.
369. I'm not winding you up.
I'm not winding you up, I promise.
I'm just refreshing.
I'm on 118.
317. 317.
I think I need a bit of help. That's all I'm saying.
372.
I think that I need a little bit of help, and I would like you to come and follow me on threads.
374.
And you can do that very quickly by just adding Chris Brooks DJ into your thing.
Scott Robinson official.
Chris Brooks DJ. And then that way I can try and get up to the dizzy heights of
178.
You're going down.
No, no, sorry, 378.
I thought you'd lost 200. Then I was thinking, God.
Yeah, you're like, this guy's annoying.
It's like the listeners just turning off. Let's put a heart on. This is awful. They're literally counting their thread followers.
Yeah, and we're not playing Pink, though, are we?
No, that's true. Yeah, Chris Brooks DJ on thread. And then you can just try and help me lift up.
Yeah, I like that.
And then that would be amazing. Let's see how that goes throughout the show.
380.
I mean, you can follow Scott Robinson official if you want, but I think by the sound of it, you're already following him. If we can get a little bit of love over here on this corner, that'd be amazing.
381.
Chris Brooks DJ.
382.
And you can do that on threads. We won't do the running commentary all the way through the show.
383.
Right, here's Lewis Capaldi, and wish you the best, Chris Brooks DJ. Come on, help me out. I've got to sit with this till 6 o'clock tonight.
385.
It's 3:15. Big drive home for Thursday. Radio Essex. Thread. Do the
best. 465.
Lewis Capaldi, and wish you the best. You're going up more than the Australian cricket score at the moment. That's not good. Let's do. I got another idea. We can obviously still add me so I can wipe away that grin off the face of young Scott. But it's Chris Brooks DJ on thread. And to keep the thread thing going, how about some thread puns? I'll start.
Yes.
Thread again. Musical thread puns.
Right said Fred.
Right said Fred is brilliant.
Right said Fred.
Freddie Mercury.
Freddie Mercury!
Come on! Oh, yes! Yeah, I really like it.
There's a band called Bread. You could say Thread.
Thread, yeah. Fred Zeppelin. We'll have those. Get those in on the A1400. Put the word Essex in a friendly message. Grab us on the app as well. Thread us if you want. At Radio Essex, at Chris Brooks DJ.
On Radio Threadix.
There's got to be loads more then. Get them in. Thank you very much for all your thread puns. We'll go through some of those very soon. I think Right Said Thread's a good one. I think Freddie Mercury's up there. Anything thread pun related, get them over to us, A1400. Put the word Essex in a friendly message. Kelly and Rayleigh, hello, first time texter. Hi guys, huge thanks for keeping me company whilst doing blue jobs. I'm currently wallpapering the shed. Wow, that's commitment. If you can say hi to me, keep me company. First time texting you two. I listen to you every afternoon. Kelly, thank you very much. Nice wallpapering skills as
that's
well.
Very good.
Loving that. Calvin Harris, Ellie Goulding, Radio Essex, Becky Hill and Shift Key with Better Off Without You. It's 3:30, Big Drive Homes, Radio Essex. Thank you for having us on. Bit of sunshine around, it's all good. And a brand new social media app to play with. As if we weren't on social media enough already, now there's more reasons to be on social.
Yeah, but do you know what? I'm actually quite excited about that. I'll tell you why, because I used to like Twitter.
Yeah.
And now I've got, that's gone now for me. I'm
Twitter's gone up the drains.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's gone for a burn.
Yes.
I'm threading now.
And if you're stuck for somebody to follow, I'm just trying to just get ahead of Scott, which is proving quite difficult because of the, you know, the international boy band fame. But
wait, what?
Yeah, he was in a boy band.
No.
Yeah.
I don't mention it really.
It might be on his profile. I'm not sure.
It's not.
Let's have a look. Yeah, 20 million albums. It'll say.
Doesn't
like
say.
That.
Does not say that. It does not say that. It actually says musician, and it doesn't say any. It says musician and radio presenter.
Nice.
Member of It's Five official, married to the amazing Kerry Robinson.
Oh.
And then a link to a link tree where you can, like, find.
Download stuff. All the albums.
Yep. Yeah.
And listen to our podcasts, obviously.
Obviously.
So I do need help in that. I haven't got an international boy band behind me, but I do have a microphone and a big transmitter that covers Essex. So that should work.
That should work.
Chris Brooks, DJ. While you're on there, I've put a post up on there as well about thread-relating songs, and we're getting loads in. Simply Thread, one of my favourites.
Very good.
Daniel Merriweather with the big tune Thread. The Thread Hot Chili Peppers. Thread Flags from Mimi Webb.
You don't like that one.
Excellent. What about Thread Mouse? That's good. Let's Get Thready to Rumble.
Oh, that's my, one of my favourites so far.
The Fugees, Thready or Not.
Thready or Not, very good.
And the big UB40 classic, everybody. Thread wine. So there's loads in there. Keep them coming in. You can do it on my thread, Chris Brooks DJ, or you can use traditional methods, the text, the app. It's all open for you. Thread-related songs, please. 3:32, big drive home on Radio Essex with David Kushner. This is Daylight. It's Radio Essex, Rita Ora, Fatboy Slim, and Praise You, 3:37, big drive home for Thursday, or Thread Day, whichever you want to call it. That doesn't work.
No, not
I was
really.
Looking for thread puns, but that wasn't one of them. This is something I found quite interesting today. TV fans can test their knowledge now of popular TV catchphrases. There's a brand new quiz for people that can tell the difference between Bridgerton lines and Simpsons lines and The Office lines, and it was put together so you can just play it at home. It's really clever. It's like a quiz on catchphrases for TV.
I do like a quiz. Well, I think I would know what, for example, if it was like, how you doing? I don't know, it was from Friends.
So you think you'd be quite maybe an expert at TV themes? Would you say you're an expert?
I wouldn't say
if a quiz presented itself, would you hold your own on it?
100%. What are we doing?
Clever minds.
Not what I
thought. Or never mind.
What are you doing?
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome along to Clever Mind or Never Mind with me, your host, Chris Brooks. And let's find out who today's contestant is. Producer Tom, who have we got today?
Well, today's contestant is someone who sold 20 million albums worldwide.
That could be me.
And 521 thread followers. It's Scott Robinson.
Oh, welcome, Scott. Welcome to the show.
Okay, I didn't know I was part of the game show, but I was doing the radio show.
Clever Mind or Never Mind, Celebrity Special.
Okay.
You're the celebrity.
Okay.
So what's your specialist subject? What are you an expert in then, Scott? TV catchphrase.
Just ask me again.
So what's your specialist subject on Clever Mind or Never Mind?
Oh, I'm going to go for TV catchphrases.
Okay,
today.
Well, I've got a list here. Let's see. If you get more than 10 right, you are an expert. Let's find out. As we play Clever Mind or Never Mind.
Excited.
Number one.
Okay.
I don't believe it.
One foot in the grave.
Number two. Computer says no.
Little Britain.
Lovely Jubbly.
That would be Del Boy. That would be Annie Paul's Noughties.
Here's one I made earlier.
Blue Peter.
No!
The Simpsons.
Am I bothered, though?
The Catherine Tate Show.
You plonker.
The Annie Paul's Noughties.
I have a cunning plan.
Don't know, pass.
That is Blackadder.
Okay.
Just like that.
Tommy Cooper.
Is correct. I've started, so I'll finish.
Mastermind.
How you doing?
Friends.
Is that your final answer?
Who wants to be a millionaire?
How very dare you?
Little Britain.
Catherine Tate.
Oh, Catherine Tate.
It's a no from me.
That would be Simon Cowell.
Correct.
Yeah.
Suits you, sir.
Oh, suits you, sir.
Suits you, sir. Oh, suits you, sir.
Oh, no. Suits you, sir. Suits you, sir.
Fast show. Couple more. Say what you see.
That would be catchphrase.
Can I have a pee, please, Bob?
Can I have a pee, please, Bob? Oh, my God. Count.
We're running out of time. The Apprentice. I'll tell you that one. Get out of my pub.
EastEnders.
Is the correct answer.
I've nailed that.
Congratulations. You're a clever mind.
How many did I get?
You got all of them right, apart from two. You passed on. Say what you see. Catchphrase. No, you said that one. You both. The suits you said. The fast show, and another one that you. Did.
Wow.
Yeah. How very dare you, the Catherine Tate Show?
I am a genius.
You have an expert. I've got the setup and the staging for Clever Mind or Never Mind.
Okay.
For whenever you say you're an expert in something, we're just going to go straight into competition. Right? Oh, so if we're just having a random chat about something and you go, yeah, I know a little bit about building, I will challenge you. I'll say, would you say you're an expert?
Oh, no.
And then that quiz show will happen every time.
Oh, no.
Every single time that you say that you're an expert in something.
And is Tom going to be doing that voice again?
Tom's going to come up with a different introduction for you every time we play it.
Oh, brilliant. I enjoyed that.
Because we couldn't work out what to do with Clever Mind or Never Mind. I think we found its natural home.
I think we have.
Yeah, I like
wow.
that.
Wow. Enjoyed
right,
that.
3:42. Big Drive Home is on for Thursday. Hope you're doing okay. Thanks for having us on. Big problems around the A127 Rayleigh area. Full update on the travel next. Cat Burns. 8:04.
Summertime fun. On Radio Essex.
This is amazing. If you're stuck for something to do with the kids during the summer, we're looking to level up your summer this year. We have got prizes to win every single week for you and the kids throughout summer. We're calling it Summertime Fun because it's happening in the summertime and it's fun. We really want you to get involved, make some new memories. This week, we've teamed up with our friends at Festival Leisure Park in Basildon. We know it as Bas Vegas, obviously, us, but it's Festival Leisure Park in Basildon. If you want to win a family game at Hollywood Bowl, plus £500 voucher to spend at Five Guys so you can get some food afterwards, bit of bowling, bit of food, all you need to do is text these words, Essex Summer, to 81400. Text to 81400 Essex Summer to be in this week's draw. Martin and Sue are going to announce the winner on Monday, so check them out Monday morning. They will announce the winner. If it's you, Hollywood Bowl, £100 to spend at Five Guys, courtesy of Radio Essex and Festival Leisure Park in Basildon. T's and C's online at radioessex.com. Good luck. It's Radio Essex, One Republic, and Runaway on the Big Drive Home for Thursday. I was just checking my thread. I was just redoing my threads to see if there was any new followers. Thank you very much to the new followers. I've
yes.
got a couple.
How many have you got?
I've gone from 117
yeah.
to 141.
That is good.
It's not a bad jump, is it?
It's not a bad jump.
Quick maths, about 22, 3, 4, to about 24.
That's good. What
it's
was
a decent I- amount.
What was I on?
82 million.
No, what was I on?
3, 6, 9. 3, 6, 7. Oh.
I've got 5, 3, 9. Now.
They're still coming in from your Insta.
They are, yeah.
I've not got that benefit. Any help? Chris Brooks DJ, if you want to help me out, that'd be amazing. The weekend's coming up with Popular. Mimi Webb and House on Fire on the way as well. I'm Love Day News.
This is Chris.
And a new rival social media platform to Elon Musk's Twitter has been launched by the owners of Facebook and Instagram. Threads went live overnight and already has 11 million new users.
And who's the first person to get over a million users?
You.
No, I'm on 100.
Oh, it'll be like the guy who plays Roy from Coronation Street or something.
No, what,
it,
anybody?
It's not going to be Roy Cropper, is it? No, it will be David Beckham.
Is not the correct answer, okay. Tom. Would you like to have
it
a
will
go?
Be
Kim Kardashian.
Is the wrong answer, Tom?
Ronaldo.
No, it is Mark Zuckerberg.
Okay.
He's over a million. Fair play to him.
Do you know what? I've just actually tweeted and said goodbye to Twitter and sent them all over to... Send them all over to Threads. So I look forward
everybody,
to
I think, is doing this, aren't they?
Yeah,
this is the end of Twitter, isn't it?
No, I'm sticking by Twitter.
Do you think Twitter? What do you mean think
you're
it will
sticking
survive?
By it?
No, but listen, there's a lot of really good people like MPs, Nicola Sturgeon, and whatnot that follow me on Twitter. I've just done Threads. Nout.
Actually,
I'm not giving it up.
Pixie Lott follows me on Twitter, so I won't delete it just yet.
Australia have fought back with the bat in the second session of the third Ashes test against England's cricketers at Headingley. At tee on the first day, the tourists were 240 for 5, with Mitch Marsh the last man out after a superb 118. He came to the crease at 85 for 4 after the home side's bowlers dominated the early stages.
Weather.
With Adventure Island, Southend has the best weather in the UK. Come and enjoy a day out today.
These bright sunny spells will continue to break through the clouds before a clear and dry night across the county. Temperatures on your big drive home still reaching 22 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
I love it when you do cricket because,
yeah, I do. Yeah,
because you don't know what any of the words mean. It's like you're doing it in Spanish. It's hilarious. You're like, you just think, like, you must have a little list that just says crease.
The cricket. Thing is, though, I'm really into my cricket. It's on my desk at the moment, yeah. Isn't it? I've got the cricket on my Sky Go and I'm watching it while I'm sitting on my desk, and he knows that, but every time he does it, what he's saying actually makes perfect sense.
No, I know it does, but he doesn't know what he's saying.
I know, that's the beauty of it, but it does, it makes sense. It's a bit like going into a restaurant, like you said in Spain, and going, una mesa para cuatro por favor, and they kind of know what you mean, but they know that you don't know what you mean.
Let's go!
This is where hit music lives. You play the hits live from the Icon Building. This is The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
It's actually a bit like the whole of the world using threads right now.
Yeah.
We kind of know what we're doing, but it doesn't quite feel the same. Yeah. Right, the weekend is popular.
This is the hits music station, Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex for Thursday. Big Drive Home with Mimi Webb and House on Fire. It sounds like she's singing to Twitter.
Yes, it does, actually.
And she's Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, I like
singing
it.
To Elon. Stuff in the papers today, a quarter of us are hanging on to technology, which is at least 20 years old.
Yeah.
Pretty much the whole of this studio.
Yeah.
We are living that dream right now, aren't we?
We are,
20
yeah.
years old would be new here, wouldn't it? Be like,
yeah,
we've got CD players.
Wow!
What? We do actually have CD players. Me and Tom were playing with them the other day.
They were well fun, weren't they?
If we ever go off the radio, we get to play with the CD players. And we play just randomly a little bit of Amy Winehouse will turn up. Give me a track number, Scott. Give me a track number.
Four.
Okay, we're off air. That's not a bad shout.
Not bad.
All the hits from 2008. This is Radio Essex. Yeah. Track number, Tom?
Seven.
Track seven. We're off the air.
What is this?
I don't know. All the hits from 1974. This is Essex Gold. I'd rather leave it switched off.
Yeah. I think it'd be better.
Have a track number.
11.
Get up on the text. Get your track numbers in. Right, 11. Why don't we do... How many tracks are there? 20. Right, numbers 1 to 20 on the text. We give it 30 seconds. The most, we have to play the whole song, whatever it is.
Okay.
How about we give them a song to decide what they want to play?
Okay, get your text in now. A1400 with the word Essex and your number between 1 and 20. And you can use the app as well. Whatever you pick, we will play in full after Tom Grennan. And how does it feel?
Yeah, I like it.
And I mean, it could be anything.
Could be absolutely anything.
The Chris and Scott jukebox is on. All hits from the 60s. Debs has gone for number 17. Could be a good choice.
Could be a good choice.
So you will work this out, Tom.
Yeah.
30 seconds before the end of this record, which number has the most votes, yeah?
Yes, I will.
And whatever it is, we'll play it next in full, regardless of what it is. It literally could be anything. 1400 Essex and your number. Grab us on the app. Here is Tom Grennan. All right, crank up the jukebox. Thank you so much for all of the text. That was the most amount of text we've ever got.
Yeah, it's a lot of text.
Which is crazy. Thank you so much for texting in your numbers. We have discovered that we have a CD player in the studio. It's about a survey that we're talking about, that a quarter of us are hanging on to old technology that's at least 20 years old. And it turns out we are no different here at Radio Essex. We still have CD players for all the current technology that we use, computers and MP3 players, break. We have a CD player in the corner. We've blown the dust off the CD. We've put it in the machine. And we ask you to pick a random track number. Tom, what are we doing?
It's number 14.
Track 14.
Track 14.
Okay. I'm excited. What's it going to be?
Press Q. It's like being Tony Blackburn.
CD player, and we're going to put it on whatever it is we're playing him for, yeah?
Yes.
We all agreeing on that?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
This is track 14.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Hello to Ryan. He says, absolutely love this song. We need more like this, honestly. Gives me goosebumps for no reason.
Brilliant.
Dazza says, could have been worse. Great tune.
Yeah, it's a really good song.
Liz says, good track choice. Claire says, yes, it's my birthday date. No one cares, Claire. She says, that's an absolute classic. Do more of this. That's amazing. I like that. And the good thing, because it's a CD player, you can play it. Oh, they turned the pitch thing. I was going to make it go faster and slower.
Oh, you can't do that.
They've disabled that. Oh, yeah.
When you're close to tears, remember someday.
Oh, wow.
It'll all be over.
There you go.
It'll be over.
It's the Lighthouse Family, and it's called Lifted.
Lifted, yeah.
It doesn't give you, it doesn't tell you. There's no computer screen to tell you. You have to actually be DJing.
That's brilliant. I mean, you were just saying that when you used to do it with vinyl, Chris.
A long time ago, yeah, a bit of vinyl.
That's amazing.
Yeah, a bit scratching.
That's brilliant. That is brilliant.
I didn't do scratching.
No.
I really enjoyed that. We won't do that every day, but I think keep an eye on that. Number 14's been gone. Every few days, we'll just pick a tune off of the random jukebox.
Brilliant.
We do it around now, because you probably listen around now and you might not listen later. So we do it around 4:10 every now and again.
Yeah.
We'll pick a number on the jukebox and we'll just press play.
I like it.
It's
a
good.
Lot.
All right, 4:22, it's the Big Drive Home. It's Radio Essex, Jonas Blue and the Fast Car. 4:33, Big Drive Home for Thursday, heading towards the weekend. Dry and clear overnight tonight, 10 degrees. Tomorrow looking fine and dry. Plenty of sunshine and heating up tomorrow as well. 27, 28 degrees into the weekend, which is pretty cool. A1245 northbound from the A130 to the A127 Fairglen Interchange. Congestion now through Rayleigh and Thundersley as the accident has caused the road to be closed. Been closed for quite a while now. It's the A1245 northbound from the A130 to the A127. We'll keep an eye on that for you as well. It's Radio Essex, Zara Larsson, and end of time is 4:37. Big Drive Home. Hello, it's Chris and Scott. Thank you for having us on. When have you ever gone extra? Like, you've turned up something and they've said, you know, it's a tuxedo, but you've gone velvet. You've gone, like, proper velvet tux.
No, I've never done that, but I have been somewhere where I thought that it was going to be a lot dressier than...
Yeah.
So I've turned up thinking it's going to be really dressy.
Yeah.
So I've gone, like, full out.
Yeah.
And I get there and everyone's...
And I'm there in ripped jeans.
Yeah. That's happened. That's happened with you. That's
yeah.
Happened, and I've got there and I'm like, I'm wildly overdressed. Like, wildly overdressed.
Got the extra mile.
I've got loafers on and
yeah.
People have got dirty trainers on. I'm like, this has gone wrong.
I'm going to a fancy dress this weekend and I don't like dress up. I just like going.
No, you don't like to
I just
conform,
like,
do
if
you?
It's a party, I'll come to the party and I'll wear the clothes I want to wear. But then this one's sort of flying related and I do happen to have the Top Gun jacket. So I thought, well, that's all right. Some dog tags, white T-shirts, some Ray-Bans. Easy.
I think this is going to work for you. I think you're going to look good.
So I feel like I'm going the extra mile. The prom season at the moment, there's a school leaver who turned up to a prom in a coffin.
What?
As a vampire to rise from the dead. I mean, this is like, this has gone proper extra mile.
Wow.
Her name's Abby from Doncaster. She made an unforgettable entrance. She was wheeled in onto the red carpet. In a 6-foot-long coffin. She'd even discussed this with her grandmother, who really encouraged her and said, you've got to pursue your vision as much as possible. So eager to make a big entrance, she drew inspiration from the film Lost Boys. Great film.
Brilliant film.
And had hoped to secure a hearse to transport her to the prom. I mean, that would have been the final touch.
That would have been.
If she could have got a hearse to
it would
do
have quite been literally been the nail in the coffin.
Exactly. She didn't get that, but she did get like a long mode of transport. But she did get the plywood coffin off of Facebook for 50 quid.
Wow.
I don't know if it was secondhand.
I hope not.
It was 50 quid on Facebook. The pictures are incredible. But you see, the thing with proms is you see pictures of people, you know, all your friends that kids have got proms and they're all dressed up, you know, in like pink dress and he's wearing a tux. This girl's gone, nah.
I'm not doing
it. I'm probably going to go as a vampire.
Well, no, because it has gone, like, so proms now have gone really quite Americanized, isn't it?
Like, yeah, yeah, you know, yeah. So now, or just the fact we have proms.
Yeah, proms are a really big thing now. Like yeah. My son, Kevin, he's going to his prom tomorrow.
Yeah.
He's not going in a coffin. he's not. Actually, I might say to him, I see, well, you've not made much effort, mate. You haven't made enough effort.
I know this girl, Abby, right? Went to one as a vampire in a coffin.
I mean, what Gavin's done, he's matched his tie with her dress. I mean, that's it.
What about you, Essex? When have you ever gone the extra mile? 81400, put the word Essex in a friendly message. Better still, ring us on the telephone. Go the extra mile. 01702 45 50 60 if you want to get on. 01702 45 50 60. Producer Tom is ready to take your call. It's sunshine out. It's a nice little drive home for a Thursday.
Lovely, wasn't it?
I was talking about this girl that was at the prom. She decided to go as a vampire in a full coffin, which she got on Facebook for 50 quid. I don't know who's selling coffins for 50 quid on Facebook.
Someone who thought that someone was going to pass away and then they recovered.
Yeah, and then they went, oh, proms.
Yeah.
That's something for prom people. Ashley in Rochford says, I have this one friend who always asks the group chat what they're all wearing when we go out. And no matter where we go or what we say we're wearing, she'll turn up fully dressed up.
Oh, so she's asking. She's not asking so she can mingle in and get.
She's just asking and then turning, literally outdressing people.
Oh, that's not good.
When did you go extra? David on Canvey says, I once went to a barbecue, and after being at the office in London all day, I obviously wanted to dress up, so I was dressed in a full-on suit, and all my mates were in shorts and a T-shirt. I come straight from work.
Oh, no.
Alison in Chelmsford says, I always go extra. My friends think I'm so strange for it, but I think it's great. Once I learned how to properly fold the napkins when inviting them all over for a meal around mine, so everyone had a napkin swan with their dinner.
Oh, brilliant.
That's excellent. Keep those coming in. 81400. Put the word Essex in front of your message. If you've got a good story, let us know on the phone. 01702 45 50 60. 01702 45 50 60. Where have you gone extra? Right, 10 to 5. Thursday's big drive home continues. New tune from Sigala and Adam Lambert. You Make Me Feel. It's Radio Essex. David Guetta and Mr. Jam off of Capital. You really love me. I suppose they play Heart Play 5, so it seems fair that we do a little swapsy every now and again. Yeah, it's fair. I've heard your songs on Heart, and that's the same company as Capital, so we can play Capital DJs on our show. It doesn't matter.
Everyone kept on telling me that every day you keep a movement on Heart, and I was like, well, they must be doing a competition. I was like,
you're on Heart more than you're on here.
Yeah, no, which is worrying.
Right, 5 to 5. Thank you very much for all the things you've told us about when you've gone the extra mile. We're talking about this school leaver who turned up to a prom in a coffin dressed as a vampire. That is definitely going extra mile.
Definitely.
Denise says, you can buy coffins on eBay. Just had a look, says Denise.
Oh, that's
which is
good.
The most interesting search thing in eBay at the moment.
Yeah, weird.
You can't get it on credit, though.
No, you got to buy it.
Can I pay for this over 3 years? No. Is the coffin for you? Yes, no.
No, you can't.
I want the money right now. Kazzy says, I went to a fancy dress party once as a Rubik's Cube because I thought the invite said 80s. Turned out everyone else is dressed in 60s gear. I'd read the number wrong. Felt like such an idiot.
Oh, how embarrassing. Everyone's there in, like, really, really lovely clothes from the 60s. You're a Rubik's Cube.
Why are you dressed as a Rubik's Cube? It's a puzzle. Can you work it out? You read the invite wrong? Correct. It's like the dyslexic person who went to a toga party dressed as a goat. Right, 5 o'clock, news and travel on the way next. Keep it here.
British women's number one Katie Balter is through to the third round of Wimbledon for the second year in a row. She got past Bulgaria's Victoria Tomova in straight sets with a potential clash against defending champion Elena Rybakina next. Liam Brody is on course to pull off one of the upsets of the tournament. The world number 142 is level with Norwegian 4-seed Casper Ruud, but 2 breaks up in the fifth. There's still a blockbuster match later with 2-time champion Andy Murray facing the Greek Stefanos Tsitsipas, which has been delayed until 6 p.m.
Weather. With Adventure Island, Southend has been crowned the sunniest place in the UK. Come and enjoy a day out today.
Well, the bright sunny spells will continue to break through the clouds until a clear and dry night across Essex. Temperatures on your big drive home now reaching 20 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglott. You're up to date.
So you got the Scottish guy right, didn't you? You got his name right. You done really well. You did the Andy Murray. You just nailed that for you out the park. That
Stefanos
was like
Tsitsipas, which is what I said.
He's British.
Is he?
Andy Murray. Let's not. He don't own him. He's British. Until he gets knocked out, then he's Scottish.
Yeah.
At the moment, he's British. Where hit music lives. Give me a scream if you're from Essex,
this is Radio Essex, the hit music station. Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
I mean, I was really confused and I was thinking, I swear he's Scottish. I thought I'd got it wrong.
Right, let's get the tracks back on. Leanne, new tune. This is called Don't Say Love. Turn it up louder,
yeah. Give it to me, just give it to me. Radio Essex.
Radio Essex, Tate McRae, She's All I Wanna Be. Chris and Scott, big drive home on Thursday. It's the day of brand new social media. It's Thread Day.
Oh, yeah.
We've done loads about that on the show today. We did thread-related songs. I think the Thread Hot Chili Peppers and Thread Wine from UB40 were up there, my favourites.
They were the best ones, I think.
Thank you for all of those. But we're also trying to... Well, I was trying to get you to help me raise my Thread profile because Scott has got sort of... He's got boy band backing. Which helps.
What do you mean I've got boy band backing?
There are people.
Only people that are in boy bands follow me.
That'd be an amazing account, wouldn't it?
Wow.
No, but you've got the international boy band fame following you. So you've got like, whenever I was scrolling, I was going 148, 149, you were going 376, 822, a million.
No, I
Thread
actually...
completed it, mate.
I haven't got that many.
I'm on 100. I started on 117 at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
I'm now on, drum roll, 180, 149.
That's good.
You
That's
were
decent.
On 367 at the beginning of the show.
I'm on 621.
It's just like birthdays. No one cares. It's Radio Essex, Nathan Dorr and Joel Corry with Ella Henderson.
Ella Henderson.
It just says Ella on the screen. I presume it's Ella Henderson. 0800 and 0800 Heaven is the full name of that song. Thank you for all my extra Thread followers. If you want to help the cause, donate to charity, Chris Brooks DJ. You can find me on there. And help me out.
You're calling that charity now, are you?
I might as well. I'm scraping, really, at the moment. To anybody, please follow me.
Oh, you're begging. Are you gone? You're begging.
Please follow me. No, you don't have to. But it's Chris Brooks DJ if you want to. So that's what I'm saying. Because you don't need any. You've got too many followers. It's too many. You can't interact with all of them. So I'll take some of the Chris and Scott fan base. I'll take them onto mine. So they feel like they're not left out, because I can literally reply to them individually.
Hang on 1 minute. Just going to do like birthdays. Don't follow me on... don't follow me on Scott Robinson Official.
Right.
On Instagram or... Actually, I think I'm Scott Robinson Official on all of my platforms. Yeah. Don't follow me because no one cares. Yeah.
That's beautifully done.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe, because we always try to do an end of the show that's relevant to the day, don't we?
We do.
Maybe something we've talked about on the radio, maybe something's happening in the world right now. I don't think there's anything wrong with a Twitter. Completed it, mate. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think we could end the show with that.
Tonight. I think so.
Twitter?
If you're bored of Twitter and you've moved over to threading, then and you're not tweeting anymore and you're threading now, then just say, Twitter, completed it, mate.
And if you do make your way around Fair Glen, just get reports that if you're heading towards Sadler's Farm, the traffic lights on Sadler's Farm are stuck on red going towards Canvey, so that's holding you back now to the Pitsy flyover. So if you come around the 127 on the A13 to avoid the problems on the 127, you'll get stuck there. Sadler's Farm, traffic lights stuck on red heading towards Canvey, and you're being held back to the Pitsy flyover. We'll keep an eye on that for you as well. It's 5:22, you're up to date on the drive home for Thursday. It's Chris and Scott, it's Radio Essex with Anne-Marie and Shania Twain. Didn't get as many followers as you on Thread, so I give up. I was not going to do anymore.
You've given up. That's it.
I'm thread up. So what I did there.
Oh, it's really, really
more thread-based gags.
Yeah, really good.
It's 5:27. It's the big drive home. We need to do this.
Now, the A to Z of music.
So, It's a Thursday, and we have three winners across the week from Monday to Wednesday, and now we need to choose our overall winner for the A to Z of music for the letter R. Who is going to be the ultimate person, artist, group that we're going to put in to the letter R for our very own Radio Essex A to Z of music? Right, I can tell you on Monday the winner was Robbie Williams and Let Me Entertain You. So if you think Robbie Williams is your overall winner, put the word Robbie in your message box, A1400, put the word Robbie, Essex first, then Robbie. You can do Robbie on the app as well. Let us know if you think Robbie is the winner and he could go forward to represent R in the A to Z of music, or Robin S.
Okay.
I mean, this sounded good when
it's
we played it.
It's up. It does.
So if you want Robin S, put the word Robin in your message box if you think Robin should represent ours or yesterday's winner on the groups. R-E-M. Choice is yours. Robbie, Robin, or R-E-M. Text your decision and you could make the difference to select the artist that wins on the A to Z of music for the letter R. It's the final today for R's. Robin, Robbie, or R-E-M. You decide. Jazzy and Giving Me, 5:32. It's Chris and Scott on the big drive home. Really busy one on the roads tonight. B1007 Langdon Hills. As you come up by the Miller and Carter, there is a road closure. There's an accident on there causing long delays. B1007 Langdon Hills. Road closure there. Thank you very much for the calls on that. Also, the traffic light, Sadler's Farm, stuck on red if you're heading to Canby tonight. Held back to the Pitsea flyover currently, along with the problems on the 127 around Fair Glen. We'll give you a full travel update in 5 minutes. It's Radio Essex. It's Radio Essex, 5:35. Big drive home if you're still at work. You can just get rid of the last 25 minutes if you're right till 6 by taking part in the A to Z of music. Something else to do in it.
Yeah.
It's procrastinating. You can get on there, do that. Vote for Robbie Williams, R.E.M. or Robin S. And you might hear that right at the end of your day.
I mean, I can't believe the winner at the moment.
Well, we don't want to say anything.
No, I'm not saying it. I don't know if you noticed. I didn't say it.
I promise.
I don't know if you noticed. I didn't actually say it. But yeah, I'm surprised. So if you want, you know, your favourite to win, you've got to vote.
Yeah, it's up to you. Robbie, R.E.M. or Robin S. The reason I say about working, and if you're at work, workers spend just 59% of the day actually doing their job.
Sorry, 59%.
Workers spend 59% of their day actually doing their job.
For Scott, that's like 20 minutes then, isn't it?
Well, the rest of the time for us, we're in ad breaks. We've just got to feed up making tea.
I'm just trying to work out how many minutes we spend doing our job.
59% of the day is like, so if you worked, oh no, I've just got into a maths thing, haven't I? If I work 9 to 5, that's probably about 3 hours that I'm not doing my job in an 8-hour day.
Yeah, but this is my job, right? I come in, I get here, I'm here
yeah,
for about 3 hours and 5 minutes, aren't I,
yeah,
in reality.
Five minutes is optional, but yeah.
I walk in most days
five to three.
Yeah.
Right. But you are up in the middle of the night, the weekend, sending him ideas to his mobile phone.
I am, yeah.
Always on, aren't you?
Always working.
Yeah, yeah,
always,
yeah.
Always doing radio. I reckon then it means that I maybe do...
You can't put that out.
40 minutes work?
40 minutes work. Yeah, you're
not
smashing
even that.
It.
How many links
you're
we
smashing
do?
It. The rest of the time is taken up by unnecessary meetings. That happens here, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh. We don't even get invited to them anymore.
I get invited to them because I'm in the building.
Mine are all about birthdays.
Why don't you... Do you know what? Next time you get invited to one of these meetings, say, excuse me, we don't do birthdays.
We don't do meetings. No one cares. Tedious admins up there, pointless processes. The study found we have an average of 11 things to do on our to-do list in any given day. I can't imagine having 11 things to do.
Oh, that'd be too much for me.
Does it include setting up Sky Go on my computer so I can watch the cricket? Is that a to-do?
Did you do that today?
No, I'm just saying if I did want to do that, would that be on it? What about checking out Threads on my mobile phone?
I've done a lot of that today.
I'm working hard today. Loads of other obstacles. Constant emails filling up the inbox. That's annoying, isn't it? When you clear inbox without reading them, you just delete.
Until you see one that says TalkSport and you go, oh, I'll have a look.
Yeah, I think that's annoying when you empty your inbox and somebody rudely puts something in there.
Very annoying, especially if it's work.
I think we're filling the quota. 59% of the show was pretty good today. So
I think so.
We've done it well. Right, it is 5:38, big drive home. Let's put our feet up and have another cup of tea. Our break's on, and then we'll do travel next. Right, 5:43. Thank you, Johnny. We just had an update, by the way, on the A13 Sadler's Farm. Ian, what you got for us?
All right, boys, doing a grand job. Traffic light at Sadler's Farm working perfectly now. Keep the records going.
Okay, looking good then. Sadler's Farm, the lights are back to green. Johnny, it's a go-go situation. Thank you for the travel. Next update coming up in 15 minutes. Niall Horan and Heaven on the way. First, Becky Hill. Lewis Thompson is Side Effects on the big drive home. It's Radio Essex with Niall Horan and Heaven. See if there's a thread and doesn't work. Doesn't work.
No.
I was just trying to shoehorn thread in there. What?
Threaden.
Threaden, yeah. Noel Horan and Threaden. It doesn't work, though.
No, Threaden.
It's not as good as the ones we had earlier. Simply Thread. The Thread Hot Chili Peppers. Mimi Webb and Thread Flags.
Thread Wine.
Thread Wine. Let's Get Thready to Rumble was good. And Thready or Not from the Fugees.
I'm Freddy Krueger. I'm Thready for my show.
I'm Threading. We are threading carefully now, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Anyway, so Joe Kitcher's coming up. Are you talking about Thread after six, or have we rinsed that now?
I think we've probably rinsed that.
Because Jack was doing it.
I'll probably talk about it at some point.
Because
I'm on it, you know, already.
You're already threading, aren't you?
Yeah.
I've got some questions. You're all threading.
I'm Thready, yeah.
If you lived in Reading, you'd already be threading.
Wow.
Well, I nearly saw it.
You're sounding very close to me.
You know, it's become a part of our vocabulary.
What, Thread?
On the other app, the Bird app.
Tweeting.
Tweeting, yeah. Retweeting. Are we reposting or are we rethreading?
Rethreading. I'm going to rethread your thread.
I think it's a better name than Twitter.
Well, it is Threads, isn't it?
Yeah, and then you're threading.
I thought it was a clothing app at first, I've got to admit. I thought it was like...
I've just seen Ross McGrain tweet at Thread.
What's he put?
He's threaded it.
Well, it was a clothing app.
Saying that he thought it was a clothes app.
Great comedians' minds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what's
happening. Do you know what I think's missing?
What's all of me alive, mate? What?
What's missing?
I know it's been a really successful launch.
Is it Elon Musk?
No.
Because I disagree.
Definitely not missing.
Yeah. He could literally go up on his rocket and stay there.
What do you think's missing off the thread?
It's been a successful launch, don't get me wrong. But
yeah,
do you remember,
it's 11 million.
Do you remember back in the beginning of Twitter?
Yeah.
You had like the...
Yeah, the little noise.
I feel like it needs like a really good noise.
No, yeah, it'd be this. Like you're threading like...
Oh, it's not... That's not a bad sound, actually. Record that like that.
Something like that. You know, like when you're threading your nails... No, now your eyebrows.
Yeah, yeah.
I pointed at my eyebrows. Yeah.
I noticed that.
Threading your eyebrows. Yeah,
because everyone on the radio can see you pointing to your eyebrows.
Oh, I know. It's funny, isn't it? It's an audio medium.
So you've got your show coming up, talking about threads, and I'll imagine you'll be doing the travel news, which is I'd say bedlam tonight. The roads are broken.
Yeah, I would keep an eye on them.
Keep the roads on your radar, and then play out the biggest hits. In Essex.
Good to have Hannah Lang on the show last night.
Hannah Lang was
great. That podcast is up
now. She from Scotland?
Scotland, yep.
Threadenburg or Glasgow?
Wow.
Just setting up my own gags now.
I know. Amazing, really good.
So that's coming up. And then there's Hot 7 at 7.
Final record of the week.
And then 9 o'clock, the bit we can't talk about.
Mm-hmm.
You have to listen to
the final hour of the week.
So if you're Thready, Joe's on next. Thanks. That's it from the thread thing. Right.
We're actually ending the show.
Are you putting it to thread now?
Oh, it's good. You can have the last word on that. You can have the last word on that. You're coming up next. Who won out of REM, Robbie Williams and Robin S?
Huh?
Who won out of REM, Robbie Williams and Robin S?
Oh. I would have said Robin S, but probably
669.
Yeah. For your thread count.
Yeah, 669.
Wow. It's REM Losing My Religion. Joe Kinch is on the radio next. Have a lovely evening. I'll do it again tomorrow. We'll be back Monday.
670.
Bye, 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 Twitter. Thursday, completed a mate.
It's time. The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.